Meditation brings answers. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Our topic is entitled, Meditation Brings Answers. Now, introspection brings answers. Meditation brings the conversation. Meditation is a conversation with God. Meditation is a conversation with the divine within you. Meditation is a conversation with your reality. And your reality is ready to reveal to you whatever it is you need to know, whatever it is you expect to have revealed to you. Now, if you have a problem, you just say, I know that I know that I know exactly how to solve this problem. And then the answer is revealed to you. Now, if you have anything else that's going on, you speak your word, and it is revealed to you. What do you want to have revealed to you? Well, then meditate on it. Okay, God, I've been working on this formula for things just so long and so hard, trying to come up with something to solve my problem, and I just don't know the answer, but I want to know the answer because I know the answer within me. Now, God, what is the answer? God says, well, you've got a lot of problems you're working on. What's the particular one you're on at this moment? And this is your talk, self talking to yourself. That's not what you say to yourself. You know, what's first? What's first? Okay, well, right now, I've been feeding the hummingbirds out here, and the hummingbirds used to come and sit around in by the dozen at the feeder and drink and drink and drink and drink and drink. Now there's just a few that come. What am I doing wrong? Or what am I doing right? And so the divine in you says, well, perhaps you have a different formula that you're using for the birds today than you used a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago, when you were mixing the water and sugar for the birds, you accidentally spilled some sugar on the floor and you put the rest of it in the bird water, and they just came in droves and droves and drank and drank after drank. Maybe you should put a little stronger mixture in there. That might bring the birds out in a greater amount. Instead of taking one cup for a gallon of water, you take a cup and a half or two cups, you know. That would really be a high for them, you know. But not really, because they're just taking this in. So try it. Try a quarter cup more, or try a half cup or another full cup or whatever you want to do. But you see, the divine in you is talking to you just with common sense, with understandable things that you can say. And so, oh, it can't be that. It can't be that. It's got to be something else that's keeping them away. Maybe there's some predator out there. Maybe there's this. Maybe there's that. And the divine in you, it's a combination. It's your formula. No, no, it can't be that. It's your formula. No, it can't be that. It's your formula. You see, we haven't learned to listen, because the voice we hear is so much like our own. The voice we hear exactly like our own. And we have never learned to believe in ourselves. Because if we have learned to believe in ourselves, Ellen, who are you?
God.
And you are the most wonderful person that exists?
Yes.
And you are beautiful?
Yes.
And you are happy?
Yes.
And you are healthy?
Yes.
You are rich?
Yes.
Okay. Let's increase your donation. So, you see, it's easy to say these things when we're playing a game. But when it comes to reality, and I say, Ellen, I'm thinking, I've always wanted a Mercedes 450 SL, and I had one, and I have never gotten another one. And I didn't get it. Not because we didn't have the money, but I didn't get it because I felt I shouldn't spend it that way. I shouldn't just, you know, be so special just for me, you know, and that as though I was better than everybody else. But I didn't do it. And so I never did fulfill my desire to have it. Oh, I had it at one time, but I haven't recently, you know. And so...
Only now.
So, is that important to fulfill or not? Yes, no, you know, we have other things we can spend the money on better, but what are we spending the money on? Well, we're spending the money on sending out the gist to our people all over the world at $2,000 a crack, you know, or more. it's about $4,000 a crack. 2,000 plus. And so 4,000 times 12 is what? $4,800, right? Or no, the 48,000.
Is 40,000 plus.
Oh, then that would pay for my Mercedes quite nicely, you know. Mm-hmm. And for 1 year is just, no, just for a year. How about that? And then we'd stop all our circulation. We'd stop all of our information. Well, we'd still be on the internet, you know, and still be doing good things like that. But interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay, now, if I really want this Mercedes 450 SL, which is now 500 SL, which maybe now this year is even better than that, and do I want a diesel or do I want a gasoline engine, you know? What do I want? Do I want automatic? Do I want shift? Do I want all the goodies in it, or do I want none of the goodies in it? You know, all of them. What do I want? What do I want? You see, and so if that really is a joy of my heart and something that I would like to have, I just speak my word and it's done. And then I let it happen. And then one of our students comes along and they say, Herb, I'm putting you in my will. I thank you very much. So they die. And they had just bought a brand new 500 SL, you know. And lo and behold, we had that lovely thing to drive. Now, we don't know. We can't say that it's going to come this way or that way or some other way. But it's never going to be a way in which it's going to be non-beneficial. It's always going to be a beneficial way when it's the divine acting through us as us. I was walking the path this morning and I was saying to myself, I am illumined to give beautiful seminars. I am illumined to give beautiful seminars. I'm illumined to give beautiful seminars. And then another phrase came to me. At all times, the divine speaks through me. Now, what better illumination is there than that?
Yeah.
At all times, the divine speaks through me. At all times, the divine speaks through me. At all times, the divine speaks through me. I thought, hey, this is cool. I got to remember this. At all times, the divine speaks through me. At all times, the divine... See, being illumined is fun, too. But at all times, the divine speaking through me, wow, you know, then I don't even have to know what's coming. I just am the channel for this wonderful idea that's flowing. But isn't that great? And speaking of walking the path this morning, I have to tell this little story. Rex was walking with me and it was about 6 o'clock, and we were just having a wonderful walk. He was off the leash and trucking around, and he was not catching up to me at one point, and I just mentally said, Rex, come alongside of me now. And then out of nowhere, he appeared, and there he was. And then he went off again by himself for a while. And he was off again by himself for a distance of almost a mile. And I said, Rex, catch up with me. And then, like a moment, he came right out of the bushes right next to me. And he had this thing in his mouth. It looked like a dead frog or a rat or something like that. And I thought, oh, Rex, what do you want with that, you know? And he was so joyously, confidently carrying it so tenderly in his mouth. And I thought, well, whatever. You know, if I didn't know he had it, I wouldn't worry about it. So we went along another half mile, and then I said, Rex, what do you got there? And he walked gently behind me so I could pet him, but not so I could retrieve what he had. And he let me get a look that it was something. And so we walked further, and then we're near the house here, and he set down this thing and went into the bushes for a minute. And when he set it down, I reached down, picked it up. And I thought, oh, I was thinking more of a gopher, you know, because the ears were tight against the back, I couldn't tell. And Rex had rolled it around and thrown it here and thrown it there. So I put it high in the bush, way up, over 7 feet high in the bush. And Rex looked up there after he finished doing what he's doing, and he says, hey, that's mine. So he shook the bush, and the thing jumped out of the bush into his mouth. And so he went trucking around with it further. And again, he set it down to look in a bush, and I picked it up, And I thought, what is this? And I said, you're a rabbit, and you're still alive. After all this being in Rex's mouth and being carried and thrown here and there and grabbed by your leg and shook back and forth and stuff like that, and you're still alive. I tell you, you're an amazing little creature. So I said, Rex, we're going to take care of this guy and see what comes of it. And Rex says, but I'd rather carry it for you, Dad. But I put him in my pocket. And so we came to the monastery. And the girls were all at the Swimex and at the jacuzzi. And so we had the monastery to ourselves. We went to the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
And at the kitchen sink, I turned on the lukewarm water. And I rinsed the guy off. And it turned out to be a rabbit. A baby rabbit with long ears. And I rinsed him, and I rinsed him, and I got all the sand and all the grit and all the little sticks out of him, and, you know, just cleaned him up real good, because he was soaking wet anyhow, but cold wet. Now he was getting a little warm wet. And then I took him to the bathroom and used the absorbent towels that we have, that
microfiber
towels, and dried him. And then I took a fresh microfiber towel and wrapped him in it and took him down to my house. And meanwhile, Rex was saying, you got him? You got him? You know, you got him? Bring him along. So down at my house, I took the hair dryer and dried him off a little bit. And I dried him with a towel, and I sort of rolled him around gently and, you know, told him he's a nice guy and so forth. And little by little, he started perking up a little bit, you know. And so I wrapped him in the microfiber towel and put him in a dish up in the cupboard so that Rex wouldn't get after him. And then I took the brushes and combs and brushed and combed Rex completely so that he'd be all fresh and nice. And then when I was finished with that, it was time to go up to the house. So I picked up my little prize there in his little green microfiber cloth, and he was coming along pretty good. And I was drying him and drying him and drying him. And then we brought him in the house. And so everybody had to do something. Ingeborg went to get a box for him, and Sylvia went to get an eyedropper for him to give him some water and some milk. And Ellen, I gave it to her to hold, and I said, Ellen, hold this thing. I didn't tell her what it was. Rex caught this on the path, and I don't know, you know, it could be most anything. And Ellen says, is it a rat? I said, just trust me, believe it. And she opened it. It's a rabbit. It's a tiny little baby rabbit, you know, no more than, what would you say, 4 to 5 inches long. And so Sylvia got out her eyedropper and started feeding it some warm milk. And it drank this warm milk just wonderfully. And Ellen, not having had a baby for over 40 some years, she didn't realize that when the baby's done eating, it stops eating. But she says, don't give it too much, don't give it too much. And Sylvia was just pouring down the guy's throat, and he was so happy. Well, it wasn't but minutes later, and we were getting it ready to put in a box, when it leaped out of Sylvia's hands or Ingeborg's hands or somebody's and got on the floor. Well, our mini pin thought, wow, here's one right in the house. Hey, got to see you, boy. You know, and started chasing the guy. And I had to pull him apart, and he didn't want to come apart. And so I got the rabbit, and I gave the rabbit to Sylvia, and I said, hold it tightly, you know, because now this rabbit's getting frisky. This little thing is only 5 inches long, is he could jump lots higher than he is. And his ears were up, and his fur is all fluffy and charming. And Rex took a look at him, and Rex was kissing his nose down at my house and saying, it's okay, I carried him in my mouth for a mile and a half. And see, there's no bruises on him, there's no hurts on him. I took good care of him, you know. Didn't I, Dad? I took good care of him. I said, you sure did. And then Rex, with his big tongue, gave him a kiss. But up here at the house, Rex was going to give him a kiss, and he jumped. You know, he didn't. He says, no, I've had enough of all this people nonsense. You know, I'm an outdoor rabbit, really, I am. And so Rex didn't care. He knew what he did. He knew that he had been the the emergency ambulance for him, bringing him to me. And he did a good job. But you see, meditation brings answers. And as I was walking along with the rabbit in my pocket, I was meditating and I was thinking, now, am I right to bring this rabbit into life again? Because he was, you know, just about out of it. He had all of the conditions that would knock anybody else out. But him, he had the will to live, you know. And so when I brought him home, I said, am I doing the right thing? And the voice inside of me says, you always do the right thing at the right time, the right way, for the right purpose. And I said, thank you. And so I knew that I was doing the right thing. And I knew that everything would be in divine order. And so now he has found a new home here in the monastery. And Ellen said, when we come for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we can look in on our friend and see how he's progressing. And now I'm going to give Ingeborg the job of going out in meditation and finding out where the rabbit hutch is, that rabbit hole that Rex dug into and got this guy from, and see if there's anybody else that needs an emergency ambulance. But perhaps another time. But it's interesting. These are stories, and these are things that we do. These are ideas. Meditation finds the answers for us, because we turn within and we listen within, and the divine in us always is answering. But we are so stupid, we don't know the divine speaks with our voice. You know? We don't know the divine speaks with our voice. It's about time we remember that it does. And listen and follow it. Have a lovely day, and maybe you'll find a rabbit somewhere along the way. I love you. I love you. Oh, hey, yeah, that's the Easter bunny. Yeah, Easter's coming up. How about that? I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you.